This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is December the 10th of 2024, Tuesday morning, heading towards Christmas. What, we are 2 weeks and 1 day away from Christmas. Hard to believe. I keep saying that. Hard to believe it's so deep into the football season. Hard to believe it's almost Christmas, but it's hard to believe.
Yeah, I can't believe we're almost at the playoffs.
But,
well, yeah, a few weeks, yeah. Right? A few weeks, because... Yeah, Super Bowl is usually in February, right?
Yep, early February.
Okay.
28 degrees, so we actually did go up a degree. I thought we were at our high temperature, but we've gone up 1 degree from the last hour. It's now overcast and 28. It's still not going to get much warmer. It's going to start to get colder and colder throughout the day, and then especially get cold Wednesday night into Thursday. We'll have more details on that coming up. But I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will have a discussion that myself and Jeff Gress had with a terrific student athlete from Wausau West High School, Bennett Matson. And I got to say, I much prefer, and we talked a little bit in the last hour about our interviews, a pair of student athletes coming up tomorrow night on the big high school sports show. I don't think it's going to surprise anybody when I say that. I would much rather be talking to a young student athlete from one of our area schools than talk about Donald Trump. I think it's important to talk about a lot of the issues going on when it comes to political stuff, but at the same time, I mean, the good part of the work is when you get a chance to sit down with interesting young people. I just think that
absolutely
really is you learn something. You have be able to have a longer form interview with these young people, find out a little bit more about themselves, about their studies, about their sports and everything else. I just think that, you know, when you look at so many different aspects of life right now, and we need to be able to, I think, be uplifted instead of being patted down like we do, I think, with a lot of the political stories right now. So we'll have a conversation that we had with Bennett Matson coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a sports, the arts, a theater, just exercise, just this,
and I will
so
say,
many ways that can uplift us.
And I will say as well, right up there with those interviews are the ones when we do have the performers come in. I mean, that's been fantastic to be able to have so many of the folks that are involved in either, you know, community theater or independent theater groups or the high school groups as well. I just love being able to bring those folks on and put the proverbial spotlight on them as well. So, again, that's something we try to do often here on this program, in addition to keeping up on the news and the information as well.
Theater is a great motivator for imagination, too.
It is. And
that's why I'm able to get so many creative ideas. Every time I do a show, it's like these creative ideas I have in the back of my mind just pop out of my head. I'm able to be inspired a lot faster.
Fantastic. Yep, that's exactly right. And It's nice to have a variety as well, to have different voices and to be able to hear different parts of life. I mean, life is such a, it is a smorgasbord. It really is. There's so much out there that we should taste and we should experience. And
like Forrest Gump always says, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That is exactly right.
I love that movie.
It is. It's fantastic. Tom Hanks was fantastic in that movie, and I thought Robin Wright was as well. But that's a whole different road to go down. But you're hearing the voice of Ian Welsh. He is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Jen.
We will be having your spotlight, the proverbial spotlight, coming up at the end of the program. We have our daily history lesson in the final part of the show, as we do every day. We talk about some of the famous events that occurred in history. I'm a big history buff, so I enjoy that. I do that for me. I always enjoy finding out about the history. Talk a little bit about some celebrity birthdays, and also we have as well special events that are acknowledged for today. And that all leads to the final couple of minutes of the show, where we give Ian the number for the day quiz. As we always finish things up with a number for the day. We make it a quiz. I give Ian three different choices, and then based on the math, he should get one out of three just by guessing, because you have three choices, should be one out of three. So the goal is always better than 33%.
Absolutely.
So that would be a passing grade. Anything below 33%, like last week, is a failing grade. And we want a winning week, because a true win is more right than wrong. 3 out of 5.
That's right.
The best he's ever done is 4 out of 5 correct, and we're still looking for that perfect week of 5 out of 5.
Yep, that holy grail on the big mountain.
And so far this week, you are 0 for 1.
Yeah, 0 for 1.
And that comes off a 1 for 5 week. We got to turn it around. You're in a slump.
I really got to turn it around.
So we're going to try to turn it around starting today.
What is the topic for today's number anyway?
I'm throwing a little bit of a audible, because the number for the day here, it doesn't work for me. It's the one that they suggested, I will let you know.
Well,
it's
only a suggestion.
Yeah, this one is the one that they gave me, because I get a service that gives me some ideas for different topics. Mm-hmm. And the number for the day is age in years of the average passenger on the road today in the United States. And that's all right, but I don't want to do that.
Sounds like a lot of math.
But it's actually interesting, because what do you think the average age of the average passenger car, I actually misread it. I was thinking it was a person and not.
Oh.
This is weird. I'm assuming that's the car itself. The average passenger car on the road. That's the car. Yeah, that's the
car. The average age of the passenger car on the road?
The average passenger car, not the average passenger in a car.
Okay.
I think that's what it means. So that's why another reason I'm not doing it, because I'm not even sure.
Huh.
Because it says 13.6. That means the average car is 13.6 years old, which seems pretty old to me.
That is pretty old.
But that's not going to be our topic today.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna do one that's actually local. It's something I talked about last hour. Oh. Because this is one of my favorite weeks of the year. Because I always love the Marathon Cup hockey tournament.
Ooh.
And your number for the day is going to be involved with the Marathon Cup.
The Marathon Cup.
The number of the day will be part of the Marathon Cup. So we'll see what you know about the Marathon Cup hockey tournament. But we'll get three choices, and hopefully you'll be able to try and figure it out. And so Marathon Cup is the topic for our number for the day quiz today.
Okay. I will start thinking about that.
By the way, you were talking about the theatrical aspects before. You just finished up another show this past weekend. It's always weird the week after, isn't it? After you've been working hard, and then it comes to an end, and then you're back to normal.
It certainly is, because you spend all that time, you know, working hard and, you know, rehearsing these lines, and then just getting ready for your big audiences. Then you do the shows, and you feel on top of the world, and then it's like, well, I want to do all that over again. Then you're like, oh man, It's over already? It feels like only a couple weeks ago that we were just doing the first read-through, which technically we probably were, but yeah, just that in theater, we call that, what is the term that we use for it? It's called a theater slump. It's like you spend all this time working hard, then you realize that the show is over and you don't have to. It's something you have a lot more free time on your hands. You don't have to be there like every night. You don't have lines to memorize. You're like, okay, so what do I do now? In my case, I'm just going to enjoy the holidays and get ready for my next big audition, which thankfully won't be for a while.
I was going to ask you, what is next on the plate? Because what are you up to, 73 shows that you told me the other day?
Yep. My theater resume, I did the math yesterday. I just completed my 73rd show. And I've been doing this since 2004. So this is a long time. But
so what's next?
Right now, I'm doing some research on auditioning for WCT's summer show. It's not for a while yet, but if you know me, I like to prepare as early as possible.
Right.
So right now, I'm trying to prepare for the audition for Anastasia.
Okay.
Yeah, that WCT is doing for their summer show. It's based off the animated movie that came out in 1997. And I'm not making this up, people. The movie came out first, and then a stage musical was written after that. So it's based on the movie first. Mm. So, fun fact for you if somebody asks you about that. But no, I'll be preparing for that. And just going over the songs. I already requested the soundtrack from the library so I can start listening in my car, looking up the character roles as well. So just getting some early preparation in.
Terrific. And again, for folks out there, if you have had the itch to be involved in some way and just want to take that shot, take it. Go for it. Don't have a regret of things you don't do. I think it's always the worst regrets are the things that you don't do, not the things that you actually do. And so take advantage of the great opportunities that you have within the arts here in Central Wisconsin. It really is something that adds a lot to our community. It adds to a lot to the individuals in our community as well.
It doesn't have to be like on the stage. You could help out on backstage as well. Just help with the set or the props or selling tickets. Every role in theater is important.
Exactly. The time is 9:18, 28 degrees, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. We're going to talk about some of the news headlines, and I'm going to put a thread through three of the news stories that I heard leading the CBS newscast earlier this morning. And I had a bolt of lightning came into my mind that kind of put it all together. And I'm going to share that with you coming up next. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:22, and this morning I was getting ready for work, and I was tuned in to 98.9 WXCO, tuned into Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, and at the top of the hour we had the CBS News update. And it kind of hit me because the three stories that led the newscast. It started with the arrest of the man who is accused of murdering the health care executive in New York last week. The second story was Benjamin Netanyahu is in court in Israel on corruption charges. And the third story was that a number of the cabinet picks and other staff picks that Donald Trump has submitted for his next administration are on Capitol Hill today visiting with senators trying to get their support for the confirmation hearings. And I kind of, you know, as I was listening to that, it popped into my mind. And I'm not really sure why it popped into my mind, because there used to be a time where you would hear about corruption in office, or that folks that were elected, not elected to office, but were leaders in the world that were corrupt to their core, were in totalitarian regimes where there would be somebody, I would say a Vladimir Putin, who has gotten rich and has been, I think, a criminal in office, but he's in a, he has elections, but they're not real elections. They're prop elections. But if you look at the history of the world, so many totalitarian regimes that were led by, I would call, criminals. And now in this era, we have democracies that have criminals at the top of their government. And Benjamin Netanyahu has been somebody that has been in legal trouble for a number of years. And even after he got into the legal trouble, he again was brought back into power. He had been in power a couple of different times in the past and then brought back into power after the people of Israel knew of his, I would call, legal issues. And here in the United States of America, we have a democracy where we vote for the people that serve us in government. And coming up on January the 20th of 2025, we will have a president who in the past year was convicted of more than 30 felonies. And there is a lot of other fire around him, issues around him when it comes to legal peculiarities. And the first story about the man who has been arrested for murder of the healthcare executive in New York, and a lot of the talk since then has been about the healthcare system in our country. Many, many people not happy with the way that the private healthcare system basically prioritizes profit over healthcare. And I have not talked about the murder itself because I do not think that there is an excuse for killing a man in cold blood on the streets of New York City. But the discussions when it's come to the healthcare system, I think, are pertinent. But the line that I draw between the healthcare discussion, I'm not going to put it as part of the murder discussion, but the healthcare discussion, okay, the Netanyahu issue with him being in court today in Israel on corruption charges while he still serves as Prime Minister of Israel, and the Donald Trump cabinet picks, who I think are, and as somebody that studies history, are the least impressive picks for a government that this country has seen in the modern era.
I think the term is called a joke.
I think you could be correct in saying that. But the thing that the line that I drew that I find kind of concerning is that it's all these issues have come within a democratic form of government, because there have been people that have had ideas for changes, significant changes when it comes to the healthcare system.
Right.
But you have to vote those people into office and more of their allies into office. So if there is a lot of complaint about the healthcare system, how much of it is, again, on the voters? And I know that there have been folks out there who are reticent to blaming the voters for a lot of the issues, starting with putting Donald Trump back in office. I'm not one of those people. I'm willing to put the blame on the voters. There are people that are trying to say, well, it's the Democratic Party and the way that they're messaging, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I agree that there's a lot of those issues involved. But in the end, in our system of government, the people vote for what they want. And if people truly want a healthcare system that works differently and better, they need to vote for it. They need to vote for people that are going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then the next story, Benjamin Netanyahu, and then Donald Trump and the people around Donald Trump, those stories. Again, the people vote for the governments that they get. And if you're somebody that thinks that corruption is bad in a leader of government, then you don't vote for people that put Benjamin Netanyahu at the head of that government, the coalition government. Mm-hmm. In that kind of government, they don't vote directly for Netanyahu to become the leader. But they knew that Netanyahu was going to be the leader of that coalition, and yet they vote for him. They overlook the fact that he has these issues of corruption. And it's the same thing with Donald J. Trump. If people are truly concerned about having a man that is moral and somebody that truly believes in following the law, then you don't vote for Donald Trump. I just find that those three stories that led the news at 7 o'clock this morning on WXCO from CBS say a lot about where we are as a country and as a world and as democratic forms of government. There's concern that democratic forms of government right now are putting these types of people in power and then putting in policies that many people are not happy with. Well, if you're not happy with it, you have to be able to vote for people that do provide the policies you're looking for.
That's right.
The time is 9:29. Information update is next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, one of the best parts of the job is being able to talk to area student athletes, and myself and Jeff Gress were able to talk to one of the top performers at Wausau West, a senior both on the football field and the boys' basketball court, Bennett Mattson, and here's our conversation. It's basketball season, but I got to ask you about the football season because you had a really solid campaign for Wausau West, made it to the playoffs, wide receiver for the Wausau West Warriors. What was your takeaway on your football season? Because, again, you became a real big target on the outside. You had to battle a couple of bumps and bruises along the way, but what was your takeaway on your senior season on the gridiron?
Yeah, well, going into it, my main goal is just to have fun, and at the end of the season, I did accomplish that goal. I had fun, and, you know, yeah, I did. I sprained my ankle at the beginning of the season. That was
right away.
Yeah, that was
the scrimmage.
Yes, right in the scrimmage. That was difficult to get through, but I was able to make it back for week one against Superior. Just every week I fought through that, and we did have some quarterback troubles with injuries. Had to go through three.
Yeah.
And
Actually, four.
Yeah, four. Yeah. I'd say it was a great season, and I had a lot of fun, and definitely had to battle some adversity, but overall very positive.
I don't know if high school athletes think about this or not. Is it important to be a multi-sport athlete? I think from a coaching standpoint, from a spectator of sports, I think it is. I think there's a lot of things to be gained by playing more than one sport if you're able to do that. Do you think about that at all? Is that a big deal to you, the different trainings, different styles, jumping from season to season, or massive commitments in your time and your daily lives?
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a big transfer of just athleticism from sport to sport. Like, for example, just going up and getting the ball in football, and it really translates over to just going at the rim in basketball. And, just a lot of those different key elements. In track, I mean, track, you're just getting fast. So obviously it's going to help you throughout other elements of your sports. And just, like, creating friendships and getting involved and just all those connections you can make through those sports with others, kids from other schools too, is just so important, and it's going to help you down the road too.
You had your share of highlight film catches, and I think you hit it on the head. Some of the skills going after the basketball you used on the football field, where there was a lot of one-on-ones or even one-on-twos, where you had the ability to get your body in the right position to have an opportunity to make the catch, and then sometimes it felt like it was like a one-handed grab as well. So was there a direct connection between maybe some of your basketball experiences from last season that allowed you to make a few of those really spectacular catches during the football season?
For sure. You know, last year throughout the basketball season, Coach Lemons really harped on me to go strong at the basket. And throughout the summer and our 7-on-7 football league, I kind of just translated that over into I go, Jack, throw me the ball and I'm going to go get it. And, you know, it translated back into the fall. Yeah, just like you said, someone's on me and I was just going to go get that ball.
Well, and then, you know, sliding into the basketball season here.
Couldn't wait to slide into the basketball.
I know.
Well, you missed your basketball, with, yeah. I tell you.
I'll go. You want to transition or you want me to?
No, you can transition.
Okay. All right. So sliding into I think it's a great idea when coaches and players and, you know, you give up a little bit extra to holidays to play these days, because there's teams that stay dormant and don't go into that schedule. So I think it's always neat when teams are hosting a turkey tournament or a Christmas tournament. Those types of things are a lot of fun. So, but I also think you get to learn a lot early on about your team. So, you know, we channeled good and more some of the games you played. But what were some of the things in this early schedule here that when you got to, you know, participate in the games over there at West, that you thought, well, hey, this is great. This is stuff we're doing really well early on. And then maybe here's something that I really want to see us improve on and get better from a player's standpoint.
Yeah, well, I think our team chemistry just as a whole is really, really good right now. We're all just a very tightly wound unit. And I think definitely early on in the season, like Dan Garrett said before, we just got to slow things down. And I think that goes for a lot of teams early on in the season. Just kind of get some of our actions going and really get the best looks that we can on the glass. And I'd say those are probably the two things that we've taken away the most out of those first two games, Turkey Shootout.
And, you know, spectators have sometimes the most fun because they can make a judgment call, make a statement. They don't have to be held accountable for it. So the things when we hear about West basketball is not a lot of size, right? Not a lot of things in the middle. And I've had teams where you've had an undersized center, or you got kids that'll play hard in the middle, and they're maybe playing out of position because they'll do the job for you. What's been kind of your takeaway since you said, you know, I got to go get to the rim, I got to get inside there, kind of fight in the middle a little bit for the size of our team. How did anything play out this weekend with that? Because I know Madison East had a couple bigger guys, and I know as you get into your conference play, some of these teams are going to have some good size guys, and I know you guys will, just from what I've seen out of West basketball, you're going to dogfight it and make it just miserable for them, but size is tough sometimes. So what's your role in how you go up against that size and how you approach it and what you do to maybe make the game a little better for you guys?
Yeah, well, last year I played our five spot starting, so that was definitely a big challenge for me. You know, I just had to go down there and just fight nonstop. Yeah. But this year, I've definitely had some relief. We've had Nico Federici and Brady Phelps. They are both also playing for us, and they've definitely taken a lot of pressure off me having to guard those big guys. And, but it's been very nice. My role right now, I guess, is kind of a power forward, kind of that wing guy that looks inside and just looks to drive. But sometimes I do get in that five spot, and especially when I have to guard there, I definitely have some moves that I've learned over the years guarding that five spot as kind of a smaller guy. Just really using my legs and getting into them with my knees and just being quick into that ball. And
it's always fun when you win the war and you're not supposed to because the bigger guy's supposed to win and he doesn't.
Yeah.
Cool.
Again, we're talking to Bennett Matson from Wausau West on 98.9 WXCO. You mentioned a couple of names of your teammates. And again, it just felt like watching your team on Saturday. There were so many guys that were able to step up and to be able to be contributors. Who else does you look out there and maybe lean on in a certain situation for your team? Because, again, it's not a case where I think an opponent can look at one player and try to slow him down. There's a lot of kids that can step up. Who else are keys for the Wausau West Warriors and the success for this year?
I mean, first, you obviously have Griffin Lang. I mean, he's like my best friend. So Yeah, we've been playing basketball together for a while, so we have a really good connection. So it's always fun to go out on the court and play with him. Yeah, I mean, you saw at the end of the first half of that Madison East game, you know, he just took control. Green got set for him. He weaved through two guys and was able to get the ball out to me. And so, yeah, he's definitely able to dictate the court and really has great court awareness, can get to the hoop. So he's an awesome player to have next to you. And then Marcus McDonald, just he's a great defender, great at getting to the hoop. It's always nice to kick it out to him and him attack the baseline and get us a score. And then, but yeah, we have a pretty deep bench this year, so it's nice mm-hmm. to take some wear and tear off some guys and get some other guys in. And yeah.
One other thing about this group that, again, it's early, obviously, but I've seen a number of you guys perform previously. There's not selfishness. I don't sense any kind of selfish play out there. Sometimes it almost feels like some of you guys should take a little bit more selfishness because I think you're all great team players. But is that the sense as well that you know that you can pass the ball to one of your teammates? It's not going to become a black hole, correct?
Yeah. So with that, it's just trust. We all just have a lot of trust in each other, and as I mentioned earlier, we're all very good friends. So if something were to go bad, we can hold each other accountable and know everything's gonna be okay. And I think another piece to this too is none of us are really looking to play like D1 basketball or really trying to get ourselves out there, so in that sense we're more willing to give up the ball and let other people score and not be the highlight player, because we know that we're just looking for the win and looking to have fun and have a positive experience.
And looking, you know, coaches are going to tell you, like we talk with Coach Garrett, take one game at a time and not get too far out. But Chad and I have talked a number of times about how deep the valley seems to be. There's no night off. There's just good teams waiting around the corner for whenever you play anybody, and this team can beat this person. What do you think about the – I mean, you've had your time. You've spent in it. You probably have your rivals, your places you don't want to play, your places you can't wait to play. Certain individuals who can't wait to play against, or you know, it's going to be a tough night playing with them because they're just a good opponent. What's your take on the valley? Because from top to bottom, I think it's a war, and it's probably deeper than it ever has been. So, what's your take on the valley a little bit this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. It's going to be one of the toughest years I think that we've had in the valley, and I mean, even last year was tough. And then we have a bunch of people that were juniors returning as seniors, along with Wausau West, and. Yeah, that just makes for a lot of heavy competition. Like you said, it's going to be a dogfight. I think every single game, there's going to be no days off.
Do you have a favorite opponent in that conference you like to mark on the calendar that you like to play against every year?
I mean, you can't be from Wausau West and not want to beat Wausau East. So obviously, they took us down pretty hard last year, and so we're looking to come back and take it to them this year.
I'm on the same lines. It's always interesting to talk about those rivalries because obviously that's the obvious one, West and East. But when West plays Everest, there's a kind of a different feel to it, both in football and in basketball. How do you compare when you play East as compared to playing Everest?
Well, I mean, East doesn't have as big of a population as Everest. So when we play Everest, and it's another one of those crosstown rivals, but I wouldn't say it's as big as East. The gym gets packed, and so there's a lot of energy, and that's always very fun to play in. But yeah, I'd say those two are very similar, but I'd say East comes out a little on top as a bigger opponent and a team that we want to take down a little more.
Let's step away from the basketball for a moment. What's your favorite class in school?
I'd have to say my favorite class is probably our marketing classes. We have a really good marketing department at West, and so all those classes are
super. Well, who's your favorite teacher?
I'd have to go Mr. Hurt from the marketing department.
Do you have any ideas on maybe where you will be going to school next year? Is that your plans to continue going to school?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on a couple of responses from colleges, but right now, I mean, UW-Madison. It's always fun to go there. You know, I've grown up there my whole life, and so that's probably number one on my list, but yeah.
You have a brother that I remember watching.
Yeah.
How does having somebody that's sort of gone through the process of being athletically inclined and you know, going through maybe some of the same steps that you have, was that something that's helped you in terms of your success in athletics at Wausau West?
For sure. He's always pushed me to be better. You know, there's always friendly banter between us, and yeah. But throughout the years, you know, he was a senior, I was a freshman, and we'd come home during the summer, we'd play one-on-one basketball in the lawn, throwing the football, and he's always kind of been a big role model for me and taught me how to go through life. And so, yeah, I gotta definitely thank him for where I've gone and where I continue to go.
Where's Will right now?
He's at UW-Madison.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. When you busy multiple sport athlete, interested in some of your classes, it gets busy. I mean, it's nonstop from what I see out of student athletes around the area. What do you like to do to like get away or do something different? What's your extra hobbies, extra interests?
Well, during the winter, I love to ski. Gotcha. And it's hard because it's a little wear and tear on my body. But
your coaches must be holding
their
breath.
I was just going to say, Coach Lemon's okay?
We live right on the ski hill, so I can just walk right through my backyard and hit the slopes. And so that's definitely a lot of fun. A lot of my friends ski, so we'll meet up there and go for about 2 or 3 hours. And, yeah, it's just a nice getaway. Maybe put my AirPods in and listen to some music and clear my mind, yeah.
Do you have any goals for this season basketball-wise?
You know, same with football, just have fun. It's my senior year, and I'm just trying to make the best of it with my teammates.
Anything else, Jeff?
I'm good if you want to go to the last
one. Yeah, let's go to the last one. We always ask our student-athlete guest one question to wrap it up. Obviously, you've been through it. You've been through it in multiple sports, so you've had the experience. For a younger teammate, maybe somebody who's a freshman who's just joining the program at the varsity JV level, just part of the program, obviously, based on what you've learned, what piece of advice would you give a younger teammate that's just starting their journey that you're getting closer and closer to crossing the finish line with?
I just say have energy and always be willing to go out there, take the rep, and just really make every moment count. Because I mean, looking at me as a 6 foot, 180-pound center, especially last year, you know, I just I didn't take any reps for granted, and I was always working to get ready for all those games where I had to guard some of those bigger opponents. And so, yeah, just for those underclassmen, I'd say just get in there, make every rep count, and take advantage of the moment.
What will you miss most about high school athletics when graduation stops? It's going to end it for everybody. So what will you miss most that you log so many hours, whether it's running track, playing football, doing basketball?
For me, I'd say I love the lift. And so for me, I think one of the big things I'm going to miss is just having a goal as to where I want to be physically. And then obviously the friendships that I've made, you can't take that for granted. And so
that is our discussion with Bennett Mattson, Wausau West High School senior. Again, outstanding young man, great on the football field, terrific on the basketball court, terrific in the classroom as well. The time is 9:49. Coming up next, it's our daily history lesson, including Ian and the number for the day quiz. So stick around. That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
At home show 98.9 WXCO 9:52 here on the 10th day of December of 2024. That means we are all up to day number 345 of this year. 21 days remaining, 21 until we flip the calendar to 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1901, the first Nobel Prizes were awarded. On this date in 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt won the Nobel Peace Prize, becoming the first American to win a Nobel Prize of any kind. On this date in 1935, the Downtown Athletic Club Trophy, later renamed the Heisman Trophy, was given to halfback Jay Berwanger of the University of Chicago. This award was given to the best college football player east of the Mississippi River. On this date in 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. received the Nobel Peace Prize. On this date in 1993, Donald Trump married Marla Maples. And for folks out there, I must give you a little history lesson here. Donald Trump was married to Ivana Trump. And then he started having an affair with Marla Maples, and he used a fake alias named John Barron to call up tabloids and talk about it and get publicity for it. Just garbage, 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 garbage. Then he divorced Ivana, married Marla Maples on this date in 1993 in the grand ballroom of Trump's Plaza Hotel in New York City. Guests included Susan Lucci, Howard Stern, Bianca Jagger, Evander Holyfield, and O.J. Simpson. Yeesh. On this date in 2016, Rogue One, the first of the Star Wars anthology films, premiered in Los Angeles. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Susan Day of The Partridge Family and L.A. Law turned 72 years old today. Actor-director Kenneth Branagh is 64. TV chef Bobby Flay turns 60. The world's tallest living man, Sultan Kozan, at 8 feet 3 inches tall, he is 8 inches shorter than the tallest man in history. He is 42 years old today.
That's tall.
It is tall. Raven Simone, actress from The Cosby Show, is 39 years old today. And Melissa Roxburgh of Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Manifest is 32 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Dewey Decimal System Day. It is Human Rights Day. It is Lager Day. And it is Nobel Prize Day. All right, it's time for our number for the day quiz.
I'm ready.
I give Ian Welsh three choices to try and guess the number for the day. So based on the math, he should get 33%. So every week we try to make sure for him to get better than that. That would be a passing grade. If it's below 33%, it's a failing grade. But we don't want just a passing grade. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong, 3 out of 5. His best week ever is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5 week.
Yes.
All right. Our number for the day. Do you remember what the topic is?
The Wisconsin Cup? Is that what you call
the
it?
The Marathon Cup.
Marathon Cup.
Yep. Okay. This week Marathon on Thursday Cup. And Saturday, the Marathon Cup hockey tournament between Wausau West, DC Everest, Mosinee, and East Merrill United will be held at Greenheck Field House over at DC Everest.
Okay.
All right. The number for the day today.
Okay.
The number of Marathon Cups in a row that have been won by Wausau West. Wausau West is in the midst of a long winning streak at the Marathon Cup tournament. They have won the Marathon Cup championship how many times in a row?
Okay.
So, all right. Is the correct answer?
In a row.
13 times in a row. Is the correct answer 15 times in a row? Is the correct answer 17 times in a row?
Wow. That is impressive. Whichever number it is.
It is a long streak.
13, 15, or 17. How many times in a row has Wausau West won the Marathon Cup? 13, 15, or 17? Ooh. Okay. Try not to overthink this, but I tell myself that,
and you always fail in that realm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say the number of times that they have won. I'm going to say 15. I'm going to go with B. 15 times in a row, I think they won.
Yesterday, it was the middle number.
Don't make me second guess myself here.
You get that's your answer, right? You said.
I haven't locked it in yet, so.
I thought you did, but.
Nope, I'm sticking with 15. Okay. I'm locking it in, final answer. I'm sticking with it.
The Wausau West hockey team has won the Marathon Cup 17 times in a row.
Oh,
I thought you'd.
Darn it.
I gave you a big hint there because I thought you already locked it in, but no, 17 times in a row. So, Well, you're going to have to dig out of a hole again this week.
Yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow. Don't forget tonight, Wausau West Hockey against number one ranked Stevens Point, 6:50 for the pregame. Newman Catholic against Marathon and girls basketball on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, 5:45 with Tom Weaver, and on tape delay after the hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Well, Ian, have a good rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
We'll catch you tomorrow, 8 till 10 a.m. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.